I no doubt have said this in the past. I don't know whether I said it yet this year, but I've said it before. The Pasha's told us, Pasha's Vayetzi time of the year. But I think it's important all the time to hear, and I think especially significant, a little bit of a new twist perhaps this year as well. So we know, of course, the famous Maamar Chazal, at the very end of Parshas Toldos, the very beginning of Parshas Vayetzei, the bridge between the two Parshas. So if you're just reading the Chumash and face value, you get the impression that Parshas Toldos ends and Vayetzei starts right away. Come Chazal, Maseches Kedushin, fill in the gap. There was a 14-year break between the two, where Yaakov Avinu, of course, goes back to Yeshiva's Eiver. Shem is no longer a Shiva there. Why? Because he is no longer alive, okay? So there are no politics in Shiva Shem Eiver, just that Shem is no longer alive. So Yaakov Avinu goes back to the yeshiva. So of course, the obvious question already, all the mefarshim, all the Balei Musa deal with is that it's a very strange place for Yaakov to go at this point in his life. I mean, Baruch Hashem, he's already quite well grounded in terms of learning. At the age of 63, he's been learning fairly well. He had a couple of good years by Yitzchak, he had many years already in Shiva Shem Eiver, and he's been Vehigdol and Urim, and he was Yoshev Ohalim, and he's got everything down pat, and yet he finds his way back to yeshiva again. So I think that there are three different reasons, and each one of them important for us as individuals and for Klal Yisrael, to understand why Chazal saw in this parasha the need for Yaakov Avinu to go right back to the yeshiva. So the first and foremost is Yaakov finds himself in physical danger. He realizes his brother's a Ratzeach. He's going to get the history of Ratzichas, as Chazal elaborate upon. And he knows very well what his intent is. And he's got this grandiose plan, he's going to run away, but you know, all grandiose plans don't always work. And he's afraid, and rightfully so, because Haraya, Eliphaz Taka comes and almost kills him. He gets out, gets away, barely. So Yaakov is in mortal danger right now. And the question is, where does the Jew go when he's in mortal danger? When the arrows are flying, or unfortunately, Nebuch, the missiles are flying. So there are many lines of defense. Of course, there's the hishtadlus of regular defense. Yaakov also takes the regular hishtadlus. One has to take. And then there's another different type of defense, which goes hand in hand with the natural hishtadlus, the natural course of things. As Yitzchak Avinu said so eloquently in last week's parasha, Kol Kol Yaakov Ayadayim the Esav, Chazal speak about it time and time again. I can still remember very, very poignantly hearing the words of Rashi and Kerem Yavner and Govach Zatzal, how he used to cry out this Maamar Chazal every time he said it, whether there was battles going on, terrorist attack, whatever was going on, he would get up with the beam and the same, and he would cry out the same thing, Kol Yanu Vayadayim the Esav Bizman Shekolo Shel Yaakov Avatim Midrashus. When the voice of Yaakov Avinu is loud and clear in the Beis Medrash, in the Batei Knesios, in Torah and Tefillah, Ein Yedei Esav Sholtos. That's the greatest protection that we have against the Yadayim Shel Esav. Unless the person thinks that, wait, we've got the wrong war here. We're not battling Esav right now. So we say in one of the Slichos, Kalei Seir V'chosno V'yalu Tzion Moshim. So what does that mean? Kalei Seir V'chosno? Who is the Chosen of, what does Chosen mean? It's a Shver, it's a follower, right? Kalei Seir V'chosno, who's the follower of Esav? Let's go back to Vashas Tol, back to Yishmol. So Esav and Yishmol have a truce. Esav and Yishmol somehow... when it comes to fighting the Kol Shel Yaakov, so somehow they're able to make shalom together. It's a family affair. So when this nevuah of Yitzchak Avinu of Kol Kol Yaakov Adayim to Esav is chal on the whole mishpacha of Esav, including his father-in-law. So Kol Kol Yaakov Adayim to Esav, that's the first lesson that Yaakov Avinu teaches us. That at a time of mortal danger to Klal Yisrael, so those who are on the front lines, mamash on the front lines, and those who, for whatever reason, are not on the front lines, those of us, we're not literally on the front lines, we are on the front lines. We're on the front lines in terms of Limud HaTorah, and as we say in Chumash, Achechem Yeshu L'milchama V'tem Teshu Fo, so those who are not mamash on the front lines have to be on the front lines in the Beis Medrash. Be on the front lines in the shuls, have to be the ones who are screaming at the Hillim and the ones who are learning extra, and I know we have a quote-unquote vacation a couple of days ahead of us, but there's no vacation for Achei Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael right now. So this is a time of Limud HaTorah, a time of Tefillah, a time of Eis Ratzon. We should daven and learn to get a schos for Achei Bnei Yisrael. That's the first part of going back to the Beis Medrash. Then there's the second reason why Yaakov goes back to the Beis Medrash. Yaakov realizes that he's about to meet Lavan. Probably got a little bit of a glimpse from his mother about a little bit about Uncle Lavan. Kishmoy Kenu, he's Lavan, everything's white. Yeah, a little white lie, big white lies. And he realizes that it's not just going to meet Lavan, he's going to live in Lavan's house. His parents just told him, he's going there to go get married. He knows he's not going in and going out. He knows he's not leaving so fast. He's going to go live in Beis Lavan. He's about to go enter into a world that's spiritually corrupt. He's going to enter, he's going to leave the house of Yitzchak and Rivka. He's about to enter into the world of Sheker v'Chazav, a world of Charan, a world, no doubt, of Pritzas, a world of Avodah Zarah. And where's he going to get the strength to withstand all that? Comes Yaakov Avinu and teaches us that before a person enters into such a world, for whatever reason, whether he has to, so there's only one thing that's going to keep him pure in that world. The only thing that's going to keep him honest and keep him pure is the world of Torah. If he thinks that he's going to survive in that world, the Olam of Sheker, without being further grounded in Torah, this is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu with 63 years of Torah already had under his belt. And to think that he's going to be able to make it in the secular world without more commitment to Limud Torah, forget it. It's not going to work. I say this time and time again. I mean, very often, Talmidim have asked me in some of the questions and answer sessions, she get the question, you know, what do you see in the down the line? I get to see, you know, 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line, 15 years, what about them? The guys who are you guys just 10, 15 years down the line? What makes it or breaks it? Who are the guys who will remain the real Shomer Torah mitzvahs? Who are the guys who are diving in the minyan every day? Who are the guys who you just see that somehow the home's a place of Kedusha? The corollary is who's learning and who's not. That's the bottom line. The guys who are getting up at 5 in the morning and learning for an hour and a half before they go to work, the guys who are coming home at 8 o'clock and going to the Beis Medrash for a night seder, those are the guys who have a different world. Those are the guys who are able to survive in the Beis Lavan, and they're able to survive all the temptations of the workplace. And the people who are not, the people who think they're going to make it in the Beis Lavan without that anchor of Talmud Torah, it just doesn't work. There's a third reason why Yaakov Avinu goes back to the Beis Medrash, right at this point, this stage in his life. He's about to get married. That's what his father and mother just told him, 63 years old. He said, come on, speak already. He has to go get married. He's going to get married. He's going to have a husband. He's going to have a father. And he comes to the realization that up until now, I was a yeshiva bachar. Up until now, my learning, it was important, it was nice, but it was only basically for myself. Right now, I have to now become a role model for my children. I have to lead a home. It's a whole different picture. And if my kids see that I'm someone who used to learn, yeah, I tell good stories about the old days, and the Friedrich Adaryev when I was yeshiva bachar, yeah, I learned late mishmar, we had late shul on Thursday nights, yeah, when I was back in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. If my children hear stories about what happened in the past, and they don't see that I'm going out to the Daf Yomi Shir at night, they don't see that I'm the one in the Beis Medrash, they don't see that I'm the one who's going to make a seid, I have a chavrusa, if they don't see that, it's not going to work. This is tested time and time and time again. If you want your children to become B'nai Torah, you want your home to be a house of Torah, you're in charge. You're going to set the tone. You, together with your wife, are going to set the tone. I said, the kids are not going to function in a vacuum. It's just not going to happen. If you think you're going to tell your child that, yeah, come on, time to learn, but Abba, wait 1 second, but you're watching a football game. What are you telling me to learn? It's not going to happen. Kids are just way too smart. Sometimes we wish they weren't that smart, but they're very, very smart. They're able to see through hypocrisy. So comes Yaakov Avinu and says, now the stakes are much higher. Now I'm going to learn, not just for myself. My days as Yaakov, the Yeshiva Bachar, are coming to an end. I'm going to go learn as Yaakov, the Baal Abbas. I'm going to go learn as Yaakov, a husband and a father, because I have to create an environment of Kedusha and a Beis Lavan. That's the purpose of going back to the Beis Medrash. So it's the same Beis Medrash, the same Gemara, that now has three different roles. It has the role as physical protection for Yaakov and for Klal Yisrael. There's a role of spiritual protection. There's a role of Hemshech HaDolros, of ensuring the continuity of Klal Yisrael and the proper spirits. Hopefully we should be Zelcha, that we should, each and every one of us in Klal Yisrael, should be able to draw our Yanika, to draw our nourishment back from the world of the Beis Medrash, and hopefully we'll be Mekuyim, that Kol Kol Yaakov, that the tremendous Koach of Limud HaTorah that we have, which is our goal, which is our role right now. So hopefully that Zchus of Kol Kol Yaakov will assist the Chedav Yisrael in overcoming the Adayim HaDeisim.